From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. President Trump has declared the U.S. relationship with Britain as the highest level of special, rejecting reports of troubled ties, further frayed by his comments published in one of Britain's newspapers, The Sun. Mr. Trump defended his remarks about British Prime Minister Theresa May.
Unfortunately, there was a story that was done, which was, you know, generally fine, but it didn't put in what I said about the Prime Minister, and I said tremendous things. And fortunately, we tend to record stories now, so we have it for your enjoyment if you'd like it. But we record when we deal with reporters. It's called fake news.
President Trump was referring to comments he made in the Sun interview in which he said May had ignored his advice on how to negotiate Britain's exit from the European Union. On Monday, Mr. Trump will be meeting with Russian President Vladimir Putin in Helsinki. A U.S. federal grand jury has indicted 12 Russian military intelligence officers with conspiracy to hack into Democratic Party computers during the 2016 U.S. presidential election. There are the latest charges brought against Russian nationals by U.S. special counsel investigating Moscow's interference in the 2016 election, in which Donald Trump defeated Democrat Hillary Clinton. Some have accused President Trump of collusion with Russia. He denies it. A massive suicide bombing at an election rally in southwestern Pakistan has killed at least 128, injured more than 120 others in the lead-up to the July 25th national election. The Islamic State claimed responsibility. Friday's deadly attack in Balochistan province has fueled security concerns for heightened countrywide election-related activities. This is VOA News. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he reinforced the U.S. position on border security in his meetings in Mexico City with the country's president and the president-elect.
In that visit with the president-elect López Obrador, we discussed how Mexico and the United States can advance common goals, including strong economic growth, good jobs, and expanded opportunities for citizens of each of our two countries.
Pompeo said he and the rest of the U.S. delegation also discussed trade with the Mexican officials. Pompeo said it's important that the U.S. and Mexico have, in his words, a strong, fair, and reciprocal trading relationship that will require an updated North American Free Trade Agreement. Iranian President Hassan Rouhani said today the United States was more isolated than ever over sanctions against Iran, even among its allies. Rouhani also said America's illegal actions have even isolated it among its own allies. He was referring to protests held in Britain against the visit by President Trump. London police are looking into whether poison found in one victim's house is from the same batch that poisoned a former Russian spy and his daughter in the British city of Salisbury in March. AP's Jennifer King reporting.
Don Sturgis and Charlie Rowley got sick on June 20th in a town not far from Salisbury, where British authorities say a Russian ex-spy and his daughter were poisoned back in March. Sturgis died in a hospital on Sunday, and her partner, Charlie Rowley, was in critical condition but has regained consciousness. The Metropolitan Police of London say a small bottle was found during a search of Rowley's Roll home and tested positive for the deadly nerve agent Novichok. Police are still looking into where the bottle came from, how it came to be in his house, and whether it's from the same batch that was used to poison the Russian ex-spy and his daughter. I'm Jennifer King.
Eritrea's president has arrived in Ethiopia on another step toward ending a 20-year military standoff. Isaias Afwerki is expected to spend 3 days in Ethiopia, reopening the Eritrean embassy in Addis Ababa on Monday. Eritrea was a former province of Ethiopia, which seceded in 1991 after a 30-year war for independence. The White House has released a report claiming the United States' war on poverty, a drive that started more than 50 years ago to improve the social safety net for the country's poorest citizens, is largely over and a success, contrasting with other reports such as the UN Poverty Report, which says the U.S. leads the developed world in income and wealth inequality. Get more news at our website. You can find us at voanews.com. I'm Steve Norman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.
It's music time in Africa. Hello and welcome to the program. I'm Heather Maxwell in Washington. The weekend is here, and I've got a great show for you. The first half of the hour is pretty street, with a string of awesome styles like Mchiriku from Tanzania, South African Township Pop, and Kwaito. And my song of the week is a Malawian babatone band. Now, there's a few Afro beats here and there just to keep you chart toppers happy. And then the second half of today's program features a live studio session with Tiharea. This a cappella trio of women, cousins from Madagascar, is just amazing. The interview's in French and in English. Now, I've also got Song of the Week and a couple more great tunes for you to keep your weekend groove in check. And finally, some friends join me today. Music Time in Africa interns Sage McLeod and Prince Nesta accompany me throughout the show.
Hey.
Yeah, they're going to pop in on the mic from time to time. So let's get this party started. To whet your appetite for my featured guests, Tiharea, whom we'll meet later on, here's Anaro Tianake. Let's educate our children.
Apana pareza peta wanaka za tu reke
All right, hello, beauties. That was Tiharea from Madagascar. We get to meet these singing cousins in about 30 minutes. I'm Heather Maxwell, and we're at the top of Music Time in Africa. I have friends with me today.
Hey, hey, this is Sage McLeod.
Hello, Africa. I'm Prince Nesta.
Now, they'll be back with us a little later on to talk about some of their favorite songs in this show. But for now, street music. Street music in Africa is often the most popular music in a local area, a city, a neighborhood, a village. Ironically, though, it's the least likely music to get heard outside of that local place. Jagua Music's Mchiriku is a case in point. They're rock stars among many Tanzanian youth, especially the underclass who dwell in the suburbs of Dar es Salaam. Their performances generate throngs of frenzied, ecstatic young people. Believe me, I know. I saw them in action at the 2016 Sauti za Busara Festival in Zanzibar. Heshima, Respect in Swahili, is one of my favorite tracks from the band's 2012 self-titled album, Jagua Music. Its lead singer, Jackie Kazimoto, sings, "Respect can't be bought in stores, my friends. Respect is not sold. It can't be found in the streets. Mm-mm. Respect is free, my brother. If you respect me, I'll respect you in return. Let's respect one another." Yes, hello, darling listeners. Mambo.
Poa sana.
That was Jagua Music from the streets of Dar es Salaam. I'm Heather Maxwell, your host. And from the streets of Dar to those of yesteryear South Africa, here's Nakupenda, a classic by the Madonna of the townships, the late Mabr. Nesta, you love this song by Brenda Fassie.
Yeah, yeah, absolutely. Oh.
Well, you're from Kenya too, so you know what Nakupenda means, right?
It means I love you.
Oh. All right, but Brenda also sings a lot in French in this song. She's still saying the same thing though. I love you. Of South African pop, Brenda Fassie, a.k.a. Mabr.
It's music time in Africa.
Staying in South Africa, let's listen to a current Kwaito hit by award-winning rapper and music producer Questa. It features American rapper Wale. Now, you know, I've got friends sitting here with me today in the studio. Sage McLeod is one. Sage, you really like this song, don't you?
Full confession, I can't stop listening to this song. It's so good, even as an American, and having, you know, I can't understand the language because it's in Zulu, the language. It's so good, even if I can't understand it. So with Questa's deep voice and then the beat and then add in Wale's rap, which is in English, it's amazing. And I've been a longtime fan of Wale. He did a ton of songs back that I listened to in high school and middle school, like Lotus Flower Bomb and Diary. He was famous for a while. And
I don't know Wale.
Yeah, he was really famous for a while, and then he kind of, like, dipped away. Like, no one really knew what, like, happened with him. He released some albums, no one really listened to them. But now he's back, and this song is crazy. It's so good. Honestly, I can see it on the radio here in America, so.
All right, so he's researched with Questa.
Yes.
All right, let's check it out. This is Spirit.
Talking 100, 100, 100. My city say I run it cause I never ever fumble. Every time I say it, make the pretty woman love me. I can be a poet, be a homie, be a plumber. Sunset summer, all black puller. I got more gas than an H3 Hummer. I'm baked up, really, gorilla or grizzly. Landon, let's get it, you on the way to Sewer Larry. Let's get it, let's get it. This shit by repetition. My outfit is hit for a Conor McGregor ticket. Wally for long, really, the hardest to rep. City, 100 Europe, I demons, you dreaming of spirit.
All right, hey peepas, this is Heather Maxwell. We just heard Spirit by Questa featuring Wale. I've got friends with me today.
Hey, hey, hey.
Hello.
And we'll be right back with more awesome music, song of the week, and a live studio performance and interview with Tiha Rea. So don't touch that dial.
Music time in Africa. Awesome. Tune in online for the live stream. Fridays at 900 and Saturdays and Sundays at 900, 15, 20 and 2200 Universal Time. Go to voanews.com and click listen. Then choose VOA Africa.
This next song, Akwaba, from Ghana, has already been featured on our show, hasn't it, Kwame?
Of course. I mean, I'm already ready to, you know, jump in and give the Akwaba dance.
But we love it so much. So let's crank that up again, and then we'll get to Song of the Week.
Yep, yep, yep.
Single from Ghana by Guilty Beats, Mr.
And
Easy,
Mr. Easy, Papi Kojo, and Patapa.
Yes. Mm-hmm. So now it's time for Song of the Week.
Yeah.
And this is the Song of the Week.
So this is Misonzi Yangona, or Crocodile Tears by the band Chipasula Project.
Yeah.
And apparently they are from Chipasula, Lilongwe, Malawi.
Mm-hmm. I've been there.
Oh, you have?
I've been to Lilongwe, not Chipa. Well, maybe Chipasulu. I think it's a small neighborhood. Mm-hmm, mm-hmm, yeah, it's mm-hmm. a lovely.
How was your experience
lovely,
there?
Lovely, lovely.
Wow.
Yeah.
It's produced by Tendai M. Shaba. Mm-hmm. And he sent us the song on Facebook and on email.
Yes, he mm-hmm. was persistent.
Oh, yeah. And apparently the lyrics say, "Why do you hate me? And why do you kill me? What have I done wrong? You want me to drown in the water. You will drown yourself. Crocodile tears." Now, that is very interesting.
Isn't it?
Oh, yeah.
Well, what I love about this song is the sound of the instruments and the beat. The instruments include a locally made acoustic guitar, the babaton, which is also a locally made bass guitar, but it's also extremely percussive. It's a huge, really impressive looking instrument and really fun to listen to. You'll hear it. And the song also has a violin, some horns, electric bass, and Rhodes electric piano. It's a real mix of earthy, traditional kind of street music with electronic sounds.
Yeah, and I did listen to it. It really, really sounded dope with all the strings you mentioned and everything.
Yeah, so let's listen.
And the mire mats, Mumia no kainu. Mundi de langine, Muni pelangine, Mundi de laine, de la wajanine, Mundi de langine, Muni pelangine, Mundi de laine, de la wajanine, Mufuna di mire mat, Mumia no kainu, Mufuna di grebasi, Mufa no kainu. And the mire mats,
right, so that was Misonzi Ya Ngona by the Chipasula Project from Malawi.
Yep. And that is a pre-release from their forthcoming album, The Other Side of the City, due out sometime 2019. And
that
was
Song of the Week.
Well, I'm on my way to Bamako, gonna leave behind the ice and snow. On my way to Bamako to see what I can see.
I'm Habib Kwate. You are listening to Music Time in Africa with Heather Maxwell.
Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate, a great musician, by the way. Got a good friend there, Habib Kwate, for me, his family.
All right, so here's one that's close to Prince Nesta's heart, isn't it?
Absolutely. It's actually a song that reminds me of Kenya, my motherland, Africa. Because when I was coming to the United States like a year ago, I was telling my grandmother, I'm not going to miss Africa. I'm not coming back. And my grandmother was like, oh, yeah, you're going to miss Africa. And then this song just popped up naturally. And she started singing it. And it was such a beautiful piece, Going Back to Africa. Originally done in 1964.
Wow.
It's by a guy called David Amunga. And it, you know, it's a touching song. I would dedicate it as a special dedication going out to all the Africans living in the diaspora. And you know, when you're here, you keep on missing home, your motherland, and stuff like that. And yeah, it's a special dedication to them.
All right, well, let's listen to it.
Oh, gentle countrymen, I'm going to say farewell to all people in America. Oh, gentle countrymen, I'm going back my home, my home in Africa. I'm going back my home, my home in Africa. My people are crying for me, so let me go back home, so let me go back home. Happy, happy life, my life in America, such happy, happy life. But I'm feeling loneliness when I remember Africa. But I'm feeling loneliness when I remember Africa, my home of happiness. So let me go back home, so let me go back home.
Honorable countrymen, we've had a wonderful time together. I've enjoyed seeing your mountains and your rivers. I've admired the national character of your people. But you know, home is always sweet, and all my beloved ones live there. And when I remember Africa, how I long to go back home.
I'm going back to Kenya, that part of Africa. I'm going back to Kenya, my home of happiness.
All right, that was Going Back to Africa by David Amunga from the early 1960s in Kenya. Nesta's favorite oldie. Well, he and his grandma's favorite, right, Nesta?
Oh, yeah. And shout out to you, Grandma Clarice from Kenya. I miss you.
Oh, so sweet. You're inside Music Time in Africa. And today I'm in the studio with my two interns, Sage.
Hey.
And Nesta.
Hello, Africa.
This next song is also related to grandmothers. It's by Esther Dalton, a self-described child of the global culture clash. Her mother is a New Zealander and her father's from Cameroon. Now, Dalton believes her African ancestry makes her gravitate towards certain rhythms and melodies. This song is dedicated to her paternal grandmother, Nesta.
Ooh.
And it's aptly entitled Grandmother.
Just have you for a day.
I'm dreaming of dinner, sleeping, I'm away.
Yeah, that was Grandmother by Esther. This is Heather, and next up, Tiharea. This fabulous all-female cousins trio stopped in for a live performance and interview on June 27th. They sing three pieces for us from Studio 4 in stunning three-part harmony and this guttural, raspy, rhythmic growl. It's an iconic sound of Malagasy singing you're gonna love.
My name is Talike Jele. I'm the leader from the group Tiharea.
I'm Isabel Razafi Niara Manana.
I'm Lara.
Would you like to start out with a song?
Yeah. The title is Mainte. And Mainte means black. Life is not always pink. Sometimes it's gray or black. But life is beautiful and we enjoy it. Mainte.
Hey, hey, hey. Maite ti lambane, maite weluve ti lambane, yanduzu maza omani tsinge.
Maite ti lambane, maite weluve ti lambane, yanduzu maza omani tsinge.
Maite ti lambane, maite weluve ti lambane, yanduzu maza omani tsinge.
Maite ti lambane, maite weluve ti lambane, yanduzu maza omani tsinge. Mami ayaba, titane aitui, titei ani urikia, fai andui, drati atauti wekemberu, si atakalu ahai, drate hule tanzahai,
wehe, maite. Tilambane, maite weluve tilambane, yanduzu maza omani tsinge.
Maite tilambane, maite weluve tilambane, wanduzu maza omani tsinge.
Maite tilambane, maite weluve tilambane, yanduzu maza omani tsinge.
Maite tilambane, maite weluve tilambane, wanduzu maza omani tsinge.
Pageda tunu. Na uhabubu, beti meda, inumendu, fangi tena uvazavu raketa tivangi ahai, iu tenanga ahai, na habeta zaza ahai.
Hey!
Heru wadua uberatu, heru wadua uberatu. Tunga deha turi timasu, tunga deha turi timasu. Madu swazuke hisakafu, madu swazuke hisakafu. Hisakafu ti balahazu, hisakafu ti balahazu. Balahazu tisu wahandu, balahazu tisu wahandu. Zaya zaza kwati mangatu, zaya zaza kwati mangatu.
Maninga kuna hulera wera we
iye iye ne hata kuhane takeza Tadingere terero waikwe Marandano terero zaikwe Tehila yuvali kurewe Mihitangi na umeturewe Andotika la vitange Hile tika havara tange Tadingere terero waikwe Marandano terero zaikwe Tehila yuvali kurewe Mihitangi na umeturewe Andotika la vitange Hile tika havara tange Tadingere terero waikwe Marandano terero zaikwe Tehila yuvali kurewe mehitangi na miturewe andotika la vitange hiletika avaratange
hey ha. Oh, beautiful. So tell me about your group. First of all, are you really sisters?
We are cousins, but when I started the group, it's with my sisters, but now she has their life and I continue with my cousin.
Mm-hmm. And where do you live?
We come from the south of Madagascar, mm-hmm. but now I live in Belgium,
oh.
and the two sisters in Paris.
Yeah. How about another song already?
The next song is Tiharea.
Tiharea, the name of your
the
group.
The name of our group.
Before you it's start, nice. What does that mean?
Richness, because Madagascar is very, very rich culturally, musically,
mm-hmm.
and we want to share this richness.
Okay.
Yeah.
Tiare yau tiangara ai, bwakandu yau tiraza ai, gasikara o tane bezuke. Gasikara o werawe, gasikara o. Tiare yau tiangara ai, bwakandu yau tiraza ai, gasikara o tane bezuke. Gasikara o werawe, gasikara o. Fumba tipilungu na umifakatea Mifana lama Raza kwe Malaza viti utivilu aya Fanga lianda katitane ndwaza kwe Futa kauru na habe Saitani andrui kuzaizuke Maha Vulili kwa na reuri ya bati Na havia ndwaza kwe Love it say Teti migasikara Ieza indatiu Love it say tiange Ieza indatiu Love it say Tihare yao tiangara ai Wakandru yao tiraza ai Gasikara au tane bezuke Gasikara uwera we Gasikara Tihare yao tiangara ai Wakandru yao tiraza ai Gasikara au tane bezuke Gasikara uwera we Gasikara Fumba tipilungu na umifakatea Mifana lama Raza kwe Malaza viti utivilu aya Fanga leanda katitane ndwaza kwe Futa kauru na habe Zaitani andrui kuzaizuke Maha Fundili kwa na reuri ya bati Na havi andruaza kwe Love it say Teti mwigasikara Ieza indatiu Love it say tiange Ieza indatiu Love it say Love it say Teti mwigasikara Ieza indatiu Love it say tiange Ieza indatiu Love it say Tiare yao tiangara ai Mbwakandru yao tiraza ai Gasikara utane bezuke
Thank you, beautiful. So tell me how Madagascan music is unique to Africa.
La musique malgache est un mélange de tout, mais avec le temps, c'est comme le vin qui se bonifie.
Ah.
Nous sommes très métissés. Et
she said they're very mixed in Madagascar. And she mentions that, like a good wine, with time, this mixing becomes something very delicious. So what is this song you're going to do?
Cette chanson s'appelle Vuatse.
Vuatse.
Vuatse. Et cette chanson parle de la vie quotidienne à Madagascar que... Le chant fait partie de notre vie quotidienne.
She says the song is a song about life and the field, which is an integral part of life in Madagascar.
Et cette chanson raconte la vie d'une femme qui pleure et elle pleure en chantant.
And this is a song about a woman named Pearl who is sad and she's crying, but she's also singing.
Tala tala rubia kamisi tuma sabute.
Gorgeous. Wow, thank you so much. And vous avez quelques albums aussi.
Oui, nous avons trois albums.
They have three albums.
Oui, le premier s'intitule Tiharea.
Mm-hmm. The first one's just called Tiharea.
Et le deuxième, c'est Riampela, qui veut dire les femmes. The Et second, ça, c'est sorti en 2003.
In 2003, there was one...
Riampela.
Riampela. About women.
Women, yeah.
Okay.
Et la troisième, c'est Vulambita, qui est sortie en 2009.
And Vulambita is the third one that came out in 2009.
Et depuis, on ne sort plus des albums, mais on chante.
Since then, they haven't made any more albums, but they sing a lot. Last question, dernière question. Est-ce que le Madagascar vous manque?
Terriblement.
Terribly. I asked her if they miss Madagascar because they all live in Europe, and she answered, terriblement. Well, thank you so much for joining me today. It was a real pleasure.
Merci à vous.
Merci. 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 Thank you very much.
All right, that was Tihareya from Inside the VOA here in Washington, and we're out of time. Thanks so much for joining me, folks. And special thanks to Tihareya and to my friends here, Kwame Ofori, Prince Nesta.
Thanks so much for inviting us to the studio.
And Sage McLeod.
Yeah, thanks, Heather. Thanks for having us.
On our FM stations, we're live Saturday and Sunday at 15:05 and 20:05 Universal Time. We're also on shortwave radio Friday at 09:05 UTC and Saturdays and Sundays at 09:05, 15:05, 20:05, and 22:05 Universal Time. Finally, you can always find us online at voanews.com anytime. Just search for me, Heather Maxwell, or Music Time in Africa. Until next week, stay beautiful, stay blessed.
Move, Aliabu.